Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Access, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Lindholm Roofing, and BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here until 1 o'clock to help you with all of your real estate needs, housing needs, home improvement needs, banking needs if you're self-employed. Whatever you need, information about those topics and more. Relationship. Joe, we like to take relationship questions.
Always.
You know, so if you're having a little trouble with your kids,
we're really good at it. We boil it right down to the bottom line.
And we've got the psychiatrist bills to support it because we do such a great job with our own families.
We've been investigating.
Yes. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. If you've got any questions, you don't feel comfortable talking on air, you have any concerns about cracks around your home, mobility challenges, roofs, caulking, leaks, whatever you got, send us a picture. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn. Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son, third generation. Hang on, Sarah. I've got an open here, which I just got yelled at. Do the open. We start every show with that one, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
We need that little extra David Jennings in there. I'm digging that new opening. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Now we'll go to Sarah Andreas, Robert Andreas and Son, third generation, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's me.
Third and fourth generation was born a couple of months back.
Yeah, she's 6 months old.
All right. So here we go. Fourth generation rolling. Mm-hmm. You are going to be talking about what today, in addition to sealing driveways, because whenever you're not here, we get text messages from our listeners wanting to know the best product to put on a driveway that's made of concrete, not blacktop, to seal it. So we're going to talk about that as well. But what's your topic today?
Absolutely. So today I'm going to be discussing our free estimates and just walk you through what an estimate would look like.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735. And I am very excited to be the only woman in the studio today.
You talked to a listener out in Barrington, in the Barrington area?
No, she was in Lake Forest.
I'm sorry, Lake Forest.
Yes.
I didn't mean to insult the fine people in Lake Forest.
Yes.
In the Lake Forest area.
Laura, if she's listening, I hope Laura. She doesn't mind I shout her out. But
Laura in Lake Forest.
Yes, I'm going to see her on Tuesday, and we're very excited to just chat and meet each other. She's been listening to your show for as long as you've been on WGN, so she loves everybody here.
There's a tremendously delicious Mexican restaurant in downtown Lake Forest. You've been to it, Josh?
I don't have your
microphone. I don't know. You got to get close to the microphone. Are you on?
I'm on.
All right, we got to check Josh's mic. Josh, you're on, but you're not on. But we got to check. But there's a delicious Mexican restaurant right downtown across from the railroad tracks. You might want to stop.
Well, I will be there at lunchtime, so maybe me and Laura can grab some lunch.
Grab a taco. 312-981-7200. Next to you is Frank Wazalewski, Access. What are we talking about today, Frank?
First off, good news. We'll be talking about our veteran giveaway. So we'll be giving away a stair lift for Veterans Day again this year. Compliments of Severia.
Liftahero.com or liftingahero.com?
Liftingahero.com.
Liftingahero.com. Yeah. We had a huge success last year. We had to go through three sets of veterans because the first two didn't want the... Mike will attest to this. Mike Houston, our VSO, Veteran Service Officer. Mike, they won the stair lift that they entered to win, But then they're like, there's another guy worse than me that could use it, right? I mean, how many times did we hear that?
That's how veterans are.
That's how veterans are. They won the stairlift, and we had to go down, I think, three or four deep to actually find a veteran who accepted the stairlift that, you know, they were the fourth one in or third one in.
Jerry from Peoria got it.
Jerry from Peoria. Yeah. So you went all the way down to Peoria.
Yep. God changed his life. He loved it.
All right. So, and you're also going to have a guest calling in. You want to plug this at noon, a GoFundMe page.
Yeah. So we're going to be telling the story of Audrey Jorgensen, who back in 2019.
Horrible event.
Horrible event. You know, was found basically with brain dead and heart, you know, heart failure from lack of oxygen. And then her daughter, you know, basically gave up high school to take care of her. And then May of this year, her daughter was taken from this world through a violent crime.
Oh, my God.
But this, just to quote Kristen Falco, who's been working, you know, really closely with this family is an epitome of support, love, and commitment.
Right.
And everybody at Access is so behind them and trying to help. They've been trying to do everything on their own for the last 3 years, and we're trying to throw as much help at them as we can.
All right, so we're gonna. She's gonna come on, a member of the family.
Yeah, so Barb is Audrey's aunt. She'll be coming on at noon to tell the story.
Okay, we'll try to raise some funds for that. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they do that?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Mike Houston, Mike on the roof. You're going to try to get call in next weekend while you're on a roof, giving a quote and checking out and doing an inspection.
That's a whole new commercial for you.
Going to try and do that, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Mike on the roof.
Mike on the roof.
Did you Google the floods in Las Vegas to see? Thank you, Fergie. Fergie fixed the your mic there, Josh. Did you Google the rain, the monsoon that came through Vegas? We forgot to do that.
No, we just talked about it this morning, but no, I haven't, but I will. That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, check it out. For our listeners that don't know, monsoon winds came through, rains came through. Las Vegas flooded the streets, and some of the casinos, Caesar's Palace was one of them, a seam came loose in the ceiling, and it was a literal waterfall into the casino.
I wish we serviced Vegas.
Could you imagine
for the estimate?
Could you imagine the amount of money they lost during closing down the casino because they had a torrential water event? The millions of dollars they lost shutting a casino down?
Huge.
It's like Joe loses that every Friday night in his basement that the Woodstock police don't know about.
Tequila?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a little blackjack and craps thing that you got going, but it's
what
right.
Do you know about my basement?
We won't talk about it on air. We don't want you to get raided by the Woodstock Police Department. I'm Mega Pro's Joe Holm in the basement.
Saying that.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mike, how do they reach out to you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
312-91-7200, Mega Pro's call, text, and photo line. Josh Herman, BMO Harris. What are we talking about? We were talking about leading up into the show about the integrity of the borrower and business owner when dealing with a business banking situation. You're going to go dive deeper into that.
Yep. I'm going to cover a couple topics today: business banking, home equity lending, a little bit about my role in private bank. So just a number of different topics, and then whatever the listeners call in with.
All right.
Happy to answer any questions regarding banking.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
312-835-1289.
All right, MegaPros Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements. We missed you at our soiree. MegaPros Home Improvement. Please hold. Boom.
847-658-8989.
You called your party a soiree?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, Mike?
It was a soiree.
Oh, yeah. It was a soiree.
We missed a good time, Joe.
Why is it different than a party?
Because it was elevated.
It was better.
Elevated.
It was elevated.
Nice.
I think the food brought it to another level.
I think the lighting brought it to another level.
Mike did
a great
job.
Yeah, the lighting was awesome.
I think it was the people that...
At the party.
Well...
That was a good party.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. Right. But...
what are you talking about?
I didn't go there.
I know. Well, you had another event.
Another event. Ours was not a soiree, though.
I know. It was boring, and we had a great party.
It wasn't boring. Dave... Are you connected?
I'm connected. All right. Here we go. Ready? Go
ahead. Your party was great.
What are you going to be talking about?
What am I going to talk about? I guess we're going to talk about your party. But the other thing is we have a lot of interest in people designing bathrooms with us. We've got a lot of experience, and we have up-to-date experience. So we know what's hot and what's not.
I heard lumber prices are coming down substantially.
I think everything's settling down, Dave. I really do. You still have allotment restrictions, let's call it.
Okay.
You have to be strong with your vendors, right? Like you were talking about earlier, Mike, you have several vendors that you use, and they respect the business they get from you.
You have to be strong with them. You have to be loyal.
You have to be loyal, and it's all based on relationship, like we were talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Josh. We're going to talk about that more later in the show.
We can talk about relationship,
Relationship building later on in the show. 312-981-7200. I've got a special tease that I want to throw out there. There is a carload of individuals on the way down for the Bears game. There's a preseason game. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tease it that if you're three young men under the age of 12 that happen to be driving in a Chevy Tahoe.
Driving
in the back of a Chevy Tahoe. They're with their fathers coming to the game. Now, I'm going to give
more. Please don't promote 12-year-olds driving.
No, I don't promote 12-year-old driving. I'm going to give a little more details because there's a lot of Chevy Tahoes coming downtown with three young men in the backyard under 11. One's 11 and two are like about 7 years old.
We don't know how many there are, though.
Well, I know because I've got a specific car in mind. But you're going to have to stay tuned in the car because I know the boys are like, why am I listening to AM radio, Dad? This sucks. Now, I agree with you. They don't even know what AM radio is. This show is horrible. Well, listen there, Spartacus. There's a pot of gold on the other end. Get three little munchkins in the back. Just shut up and listen to the radio because I've got a pot of good things coming. It's not pot, but I've got a bunch of good things coming. They're like 11-year-olds, like, bring it on.
Dairy Queen.
Maybe.
Come on.
There might be Dairy Queen. There might be bigger. They're going to the Bears game. There's nachos. There's pizzas.
Beer.
There's beer. There's a whole other story.
Are you promoting 12-year-olds?
I'm not promoting.
Yeah, we're just driving.
We're just letting you know the selections at the Bears game. We're not encouraging underage drinking.
That's
so
right. Or driving.
If you're an 11-year-old and one's about seven, you're driving in a Chevy Tahoe, stay tuned, fasten up. You got some good things coming.
That was the longest tease in the world.
I know. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPro's Joe, MegaPro's Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. To clarify, in that Chevy Tahoe, the 11-year-old's name is Jackson. So if you are an 11-year-old by the name of Jackson and there's two other boys, there's another tip, driving to the Bears game, you're going to have to stay tuned and listen to the show to see what you're going to win, all right? I know this is boring as hell, but just sit there, you little young men, and pay attention. 312-981-7200.
Oh, you're teasing them
the
show.
I'm teasing them to continue to listen to the show.
Oh, my gosh, that's so mean.
I know. That's what we're good at. 312-981-7200.
It better be worth their time when it comes down to this.
Trust me, Jackson. Tell your brothers and your brother's friend by the name of Price to hang tight. So there, now we really got it dialed down, and they're from St. Charles.
Could you imagine how this would torture a 12-year-old mind?
Yes, that's why I'm doing it.
They want to listen to what, hip-hop or something?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But no.
Oh, my God.
WGN. Okay.
They want to listen to this. That's what they want to listen to. Yeah, they want to listen to vintage music like this.
Oh, my God.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Let's start with you, Sarah Andreas. Let's talk about the nice young lady in Lake Forest who had some nice kind words to say about a woman on the radio.
Yes, she just reached out to me, and she's a longtime listener of you, Dave, and WGN. So she just reached out to basically just share some appreciation for me being on the radio and just gave me some kind words, and I'm excited to meet Laura on Tuesday.
All right, so before the break, we got a short break here, a short segment here. You had asked Josh about a question about appraisals, which I think is appropriate.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and talk more about your topic. What was the question? Because you're going through a home equity line of credit process right now. I'm got the clear to close on my home equity line of credit with BMO.
Nice.
Last week. We're going to close sometime this week. But what was your question with Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I just decided to dive in head first and just push forward and get the HELOC. You guys on this show, we talk about it all the time. And I'm going through that process right now. And one of the bankers mentioned on the phone, they're going to do a drive-by appraisal.
Josh, what is a... It's a great question.
It's a great question.
What is a drive-by appraisal?
Yep, it's basically what it says. So the appraiser drives by and takes pictures of your property, does not go in your property. It's a less expensive way to get a value on the property.
They're pulling comps.
Yeah,
in the
pulling
area.
Comps. Right. Homes that sell around your, you know, within typically a mile radius mm-hmm. is usually how it works. Usually when you want to get a full appraisal or the next step up from that is if I've done a lot of work in the house.
Well, I have. That is my question. I did basically a full kitchen remodel, new hardwood floors. Yep. So the outside of my house does not look as nice as the inside.
And we see that a lot. So what happens is that they'll do a drive-by appraisal, and if the value does not come back to where you think it's at, mm-hmm. then we could look at escalating that and making the case of saying, hey, we redid the entire interior. We feel this, you know, this is how much we spent on it. This is what the value is. Can you come back out and actually come in and do pictures and so forth?
Right. And actually, I worked with Amy Kite's team to get the equity analysis yep. call. So I know exactly what number it should be. We went through all
Perfect.
Of the, yeah,
right.
so I'm
yep.
just.
Educated.
I home. Like that. Well, that's, you know, when we first met each other, you didn't know anything about home equities.
No.
We went through it, and it's a reserve that you can tap into if needed.
Right, we got to take a quick break here. So Jackson's the 11-year-old, Price is the 7-year-old, and the third piece of this missing puzzle is a kid by name of Abe, whose birthday happens to be on Monday.
Ooh.
So now you three little munchkins are going to have to wait after the break and listen to another segment to see what all three you won at the Bears game. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's Omega Pros Joe. Call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it to the newsroom with Don Kleppen and Andrew after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. The three winners are Abe and Jackson Miller and Price Hendrickson are the three young men. Here's what you win today, and then we'll get over to you, Sarah Andreas. One beverage and food item every quarter at the Bears game. That includes first quarter, second quarter, halftime, third quarter, fourth quarter.
That's so $1,200.
Let's not worry about okay. that. The parents have dough. So you get to eat whatever you want. Then on the way home, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a Dairy Queen on the way home, and we need to get a Blizzard. I know you don't know what a Blizzard is, but we get a...
I do.
A two, oh, really?
I love Dairy Queens.
Okay, so we're going to get not the small, not the mini, not the small. We're going with the large Blizzard with three selections, not the one selection, not the two selection. So to top off the sugar and the food orgy that we're going to have here, Google orgy, young man. You know, especially Dave Hendrickson already has that on his phone to understand what that is. So we're going to be sleeping good, and they're going to be enjoying the day. So you're very welcome, Abe and Jackson Miller and Price Hendrickson. Enjoy the Bears game.
I guess
game.
That was worth waiting
yeah, for. It was worth 40 minutes of this horrible show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Let's talk about estimates. What's going on with the estimate? Why is that so important?
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to talk about estimates and giving you a free assessment today was because I met some listeners this past week at in Oak Park on Lake Street, and they told me that I was their second assessment estimator to come out, and the first person charged them $300.
Whoa.
$300.
For an estimate.
Just for an estimate.
And what did you charge them?
Zero.
Okay.
Forever.
But you gave them something more than an estimate.
I did.
I'm trying to explain that to you.
I did. I gave them an assessment yes. of their property, and we walked their entire driveway. We're going to, I gave them a price on redoing their entire driveway, and we spent more than 30 minutes discussing water drainage, what their goals were for using, you know, mm-hmm. where is the grill going to go on this part of the driveway? Where are we going to put our chairs? Should we add a patio? And I invested that time with these customers to provide quality service. Now, my competitor spent 10 minutes there, charged them $300, and then
why would they pay $300?
They don't know any better.
They didn't know any. They had no idea that other people do free estimates. I felt so bad.
Why do people pay points on a mortgage? People don't know any better. Frank?
Right. I would say that not just what you do with concrete, but any legitimate business out there is going to give you a free assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody yes. should be paying to have an assessment done.
What do you see here? How would you approach this? How would you get it done? Right?
Right. Right. Exactly.
And if you do a good enough job, then
I hope they work.
You're going to earn
me,
the business because you have the best value.
Right.
That's what I tell you. That's why we do the show. Our listeners don't understand what's available out there for them. Okay, everybody thinks you got to pay something to have somebody come out to get an estimate. Not for a reputable company.
Well, no. I will tell you, though, it is hard to find a concrete guy.
It is.
Right? So they're all busy. You had some kind of driver strike on concrete or
we
something?
We did. It's over.
Ozinga did. Yeah. The
Local 150.
Yeah. The union did. That was the heavy equipment guy.
So that's what I'm saying. You had another bottleneck, another crunch, right? So, I mean, maybe they were just desperate and they couldn't find anybody.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the way that it was described to me was that they saw them working down the street. And
that's even dumber.
Yeah, okay, and then they asked the guy to come over and $300 later. And I'm pretty sure that my price was more competitive than the price that he gave them.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of debated, you know, I don't know. Just doesn't seem like a good business practice. I hope that these customers go and Yelp this guy if he
Wait
has
a minute.
A Yelp page.
He shouldn't have. They should have just said no.
Yeah. Well, they thought that was the cost.
You've got a policy. Don't pay us until the job's done.
Absolutely. All single-phase jobs. Do not pay one dime until...
Okay, so how many people know about that? How many listeners have given $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 deposits on that single-phase job without knowing that your policy is...
That's where you're getting into trouble. I don't care if it's insurance work. I don't care what. You're giving people money that you don't even know.
Yeah. But how are our listeners supposed to know unless we present that information to them?
Well, you've got to have some rules personally.
Well, I understand that. 312-981-7200. Sarah, if our listeners want to reach out to you and get more information about your fine organization, what's the number they reach out to?
Yes, you can give Andreas and Sons a call at 708-863-5735. As always, we are on the web, www.andreasconstruction.com, and on Facebook at Andreas and Sons.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back, throw it over to Josh Herman. I'm thinking of Chris Berman of ESPN. I had a flashback to the 1980s. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And you do look good in that kind of like Century 21 yellow beige-ish sports jacket that they used to wear on ESPN back in the day. A little vintage here. 312-981-7200. You're going to be talking about relationships and how you helped a client completely renovate revitalize their HR department and the benefits they offered through this private banking system that you're now part of, and talking about relationship banking as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Josh had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why?
Please, he's not a real banker.
No,
but that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
I like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Not right.
No, just there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I forgot about the alligator.
It was a big hit at the party, weren't it?
Oh, 312, was it really?
Yeah, it was a big hit. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com for all of our contact information. So, Josh, I get calls all week long from listeners of the show wanting to know whose phone number they should call for different types of situations. Last week, we got a couple for Mike Houston, for Lindholm. We get them repeatedly for Frank at Access, Sarah Andreas, everybody. You know, Joe, there's a guy wanted caulking on the last show you weren't here. I'm like, call MegaPros Joe. Got a call from a business owner. Had a relationship with his banker. His banker got blown out due to a consolidation because there's been some consolidation going on within your industry, as you know.
Yep.
And a lot of the bankers that were old school bankers got early retirement. Not that they wanted to, but their companies during the merger eliminated their position, so they had to seek other employment. So now this individual who was with this banker who called me, owned a business for 25 years, said, is Josh the real deal? I go, hell yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He's helped me out. He's helped a ton of listeners out. And then I made the introduction. I won't go into the industry. I won't go, because very private guy. But you took him, evaluated everything that he had, More importantly, the things that he didn't have personally, and more importantly for his employees, the things that his other prior private banker did not offer to him so he could offer to his employees. I got a call from this listener thanking me for the introduction, because not only did you spend an hour and a half on the phone with him, you also went out to his facility and spent another 3.5 hours touring the facility, getting to know him, talking with his employees, analyzing the benefits, talking to his benefits manager, which I think was his cousin, okay?
Yep.
And you opened up the chest of opportunity to this listener who's a business owner, who's private banker he's been working with years, who now I know why he probably doesn't have a job, because he didn't do a very good job servicing this listener's account. Take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, BMO does a fantastic job looking at everything and working on every aspect of our clients' needs. In this situation, you have a longtime business owner looking to, you know, how do we attract more employees? How do we keep our employees? What else can we do for our employees? Because that's very important nowadays. They also talked about a line of credit for the business. He's looking at selling the business in a number of years. So we look at succession planning. You know, what do we do? How do we avoid estate taxes? How do we avoid taxes? You know, what do we do? And we look at everything as far as, you know, trying to make real financial progress and achieve their goals. So, you know, we were able to bring our investment advising team in and talk about our 401k plan. We brought our bank at work team in and talk about how the bank can help their employees get checking accounts. You know, a lot of the employees, their laborers and whatnot, don't
mattress money.
Right, they don't have checking accounts. They go to the currency exchange, or they bank, you know, on online, and they really don't have a banking relationship. And that's so important to help achieve your goals, is having that relationship. And that's really what we strive for at BMO, is having a full relationship with our clients and really helping achieve their goals.
Why are we talking about this during a housing show? I will tell you why we're talking about this during a housing show, because this listener owns a business and has employees and was not being taken care of by his current banking relationship that he's had for the past 25 years that, oh, by the way, is no longer in the business because he was retired early through a merger. And I don't know what this banker is doing now. That's why we're talking about this, because business owners listen to the radio, business owners own homes, and more importantly, business owners have tough enough time in this market attracting and keeping their employees happy.
Yep.
And if you could come in for no extra money at all,
nope.
You're going to charge this guy
not a penny.
And anything, and you offer more benefits, more services, and we're a bigger value, not only to him, but to his companies and to his employees, which are basically his company, because it's a service-related company that got smashed during the past 18 months with COVID, or 30 months with COVID, because it was a, you know, event planning type. It had to do with events that there weren't any events.
Yep.
So you completely revolutionized the offering. He's happy. His clients are happy. And his more importantly, his employees are happy, because without his employees, he's out of business.
Exactly. And we set up a line of credit for him, where most banks out there are all driven by collateral. And this situation, what they were looking for, we were able to help and then some for emergency purposes. You know, should the industry shut down again, they have something to fall back on. And most banks out there just don't offer the products that we are offering.
How important are relationships when looking at extending financing? I'll give an example. Robert Andreas and Son, right? They were with the bank forever. And if Byron was here, Byron's like, calls me up, hey, who is this Josh guy? Is he for real? Right? I mean, that's my best Byron Andreas. Was that good,
that was
Sarah?
Good,
hey, you know, like, what do you think of this guy? I'm like, he's a real deal, right? Yeah. So listen, you could pass the Byron Andreas smell test and his sister Debbie smell test.
Yes.
They
I love them. They're great to work with. And you know what it is? At the end of the day, it's helping our clients. I don't sell anything. I make recommendations. We look out for our client's best interest. If the instance is that we don't have what's needed for the client, I'll refer them to someone that does. And most bankers out there won't even think about that. Oh, my God, I'm losing a sale, or I'm not going to have this. What are they going to think of me? No, I'm here in every aspect of banking, from our affluent clientele that needs, you know, $10 million invested to our small business that's starting up. We're here every step of the way, and we're really looking out for our clients' best interest and helping them get to achieve their goals.
Sarah?
Now, I wasn't personally involved in the transaction between Andreas and Sons and BMO, but I remember hearing my dad and my aunt just talking about how easy and how friendly everybody was, and just honestly, it was such a great process for them. It wasn't stressful, and I just think that's great.
No, I appreciate that. And we were able to do stuff that other banks were like, nah, you know, they don't, you know, didn't have this or that or whatever, and they don't meet this criteria. And we were able to build a story of, we look at their client's character. We look at their, you know, third generation business. We look at these things and factor that in our decisioning, where a lot of banks don't. It's all about, what's your numbers? What's your credit score? Mm-hmm. And thank you. Have a nice day if you don't hit this box or that box.
Go ahead, Frank.
And how much higher of a risk is it to go with somebody with character? You know, a business with character versus somebody with a ton of collateral.
That's exactly it. It's, you know, on the smaller businesses, it's like, you know, the cost of us actually going after to achieve the collateral or to get the collateral, it's more costly. And that's the point I made to our executives, is that let's really focus on our clients' characters, how well they run their business, can they support their requests that they're asking for, and that's really it.
The Andreases, for example, have been ingrained in the Berwyn-Cicero area for the past 70-plus years, right? You can't go a block. There's not 2, 3, 4 degrees of separation. There's 1 degree of separation. And I say this out of respect to what Byron and his brothers and sisters have done. Everybody knows who the Andreases are, right? They either played hockey with them, softball, we're drinking at the pool, boating them. You know, he's connected, unbelievable, the entire family. So when something goes down, we have an economic event, they're going to be the first ones back in those areas because they've got the relationships with the leadership of those townships. Yeah. And that's why it's important. For our listeners, we got to hit a break here. What's the best number to reach you?
312-835-1289, or you can see us on BMOHarrisBank.com.
We're going to come back with Frank Wasilewski and Mike Houston of Lindholm after these messages. But coming up next, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MakerPost call. Text and photo line. We're going to throw it over to Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. But let's start with this text, Mike, from 708. Lindholm, Michael. So MegaPros Joe, I guess they're calling, our listeners are calling you Lindholm Michael. Your company did a great job replacing my gutters and rebuilding my chimney. You stopped the leaking. Thanks to Milton and Abraham. I guess those are two of our guys. Two of your workers, your employees, your technicians, and your inside people, Bill from Mokena.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the shout-out.
So you go all the way out to Mokena.
We go from the lakefront to Rockford to Wisconsin to Indiana, so we have a big service area.
Big footprint.
Big footprint.
So let's talk about current events real quick before we talk about the topic that you would like to talk about. Las Vegas got bombed with monsoon rain. Streets were flooded. If you hadn't seen it, Google it. It's pretty unbelievably fascinating in a bad way. The roads were blocked, and the water was up to the car floorboards over some of the cars now because the cars are so damn small and low. It was up to mid car door. That's how I'm surprised the cars made it through the gigantic puddles. And then they showed pictures of the casinos, a waterfall inside the casino. How could because it was Caesar's Palace.
I saw that. I saw that video just a little while ago.
Caesar's Palace. I mean, you're not talking some five and dime off the strip, rinky-dink casino. It's Caesar's freaking Palace. It's a beautiful facility if you've never been. I'm not a gambler, but I mean, just the facility in and of itself.
You're a gambler every time you do this show.
Every time I get up in the morning, it's a gambler. But Joe, I mean, you can attest this. You're not going into Caesar's Palace and doing a crappy job. And, you know, you got to use some type of high-quality material. How does that happen?
It can fail. Any roof can fail. I mean, gosh, lightning, trees falling on it, wind picking up and shearing off or pulling away from flashings and other penetrations. Some little kid could throw a basketball on a roof and clog a drain, and then you've got 8 inches of water sitting on a roof where it's supposed to be draining, and that's going to weight it down and push down on the insulation, push down on the structure, and pull the roofing material away from penetrations and walls, and then all of a sudden the water just finds its way in and it's done. That video was crazy.
Frank?
All right, Mike, so what you're just saying is there's a lot of natural erosion and stuff to roofs like that. So how often should the average homeowner call somebody like you to come out and look at their roof, even if, you know, is it like every 5 years, every
do an assessment?
Years? Yeah, just to make sure it's safe and that they're not missing something, because I know if I look at my roof, yeah, it looks great.
Looks great.
Looks great, well, from the ground.
Going back to Andreas and Sons, we do free estimates for assessing customers' needs. Free, mind you, free. No $300 fees for an estimate. So it depends. You know, a shingle roof should last without any issues 12, 15 years, give or take. A flat roof should last 7, 8, 9 years without any issues. But every once in a while, something comes up and it needs to be addressed. But to have a company come out and give you a free assessment. Yes.
Now, I have a family friend who has a flat roof, and they said it was much more expensive to redo it than a traditional like A-frame roof. Is that true?
It is. There's a lot more involved in flat roofing, insulation, the material, different flashings, different costs of flashings, and it is more expensive. Mm.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break, Mike, but come back. I want you to talk about, we had a hail event, which I had no idea we had a hail event in July, right?
It was actually three of them,
okay,
that I'm aware of. There might be more.
There you go.
Okay. Different areas.
There you go.
You slept through them.
Yeah, I slept through all. Yeah, you knucklehead. Not only did we have one, we had three. Can't believe
Wake up, David.
I know. Hello. So I want to talk about that after the break, because one of our listeners called you, had hail damage, and I didn't even know that there's something called a hail tracking system that you could identify where the hail was and how long the event lasted. And our listener had a question about an insurance claim that I want you to go a little deeper after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. As previously mentioned, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. And boy, Joe, the texts are blowing up, man, and you're sending in great pictures, listeners, so thank you for that. Mike, we've got a caller online too. Frank and Lamont, you live in a duplex, and it says you have a roofing question for Mike.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We live in a duplex, and the way they're built, they're two identical homes, mirror images of the other. Each has a foundation, even has a wall, but a common roof. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, after we had that big rain, that Naperville tornado,
yep,
my neighbor came to me. He said, look, I have water in my garage that is the same corner as my garage. I said, you know what? I didn't have any. The other day after the rain, we found water in our garage.
Eesh.
Same exact spot. You go downstairs in the basement. I have water in my corner. He's got water in his corner. We checked the washing machine, overflow lines, everything's dry. We looked up in the ceiling, everything's dry. We can't figure out where it's coming from. All we could figure out is the common roof. There's some leak in the common roof, and it's settling between the foundation and walls of our house.
Is this,
what do you think?
Hey, Frank, is this in a condo, a planned unit development, or is it a
duplex? A duplex.
I know, but are you paying any association dues?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are you paying for your own garbage, or do you pay for your garbage?
No, we pay for our garbage.
Okay, so he's in a planned unit development, That's how you tell if you're paying for the if the association pays okay. for the garbage. It's in a condo. He's in a planned unit development, which means they're paying an association dues, which should mean there's some type of insurance, Mike. You, don't you think some money that the PUD management company?
Right. We've reported it.
Okay.
And they said they were going to send someone out to look at it.
Mike?
And but when I heard you guys this morning, I wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
I would be happy to have myself or someone come out. What town are you in?
Lamont.
And we service Lamont. I would be happy to have someone come out and do an assessment for free.
Okay.
to try to determine.
Yeah, we're in what's called Wood Glen. 47 duplexes, all identical.
All right, which means you're probably going to have similar situation in other 46, you know, coming up. If you're having it in one, Mike, typically it's a starting point for the others.
So it's an easy task to come out and take a look and try to determine why you're getting this water. I can't answer, you know, sight unseen, but to get up on the roof, to assess, to determine, it shouldn't be that difficult. It could be something as similar, as simple as a clogged gutter, or maybe you said a tornado blew through Naperville. It could have been shingles blowing off the roof. It could be a variety of different things. So let's set it up and take a look.
Hey, Frank, is there an easy way to get on the roof? Is there roof access, or you got to get up there with a ladder?
Oh, no, you need a ladder.
Okay.
Yeah, you need a ladder.
All right, well, there you go.
You can do it next Saturday.
You want to give me your number? I'll call you on a different number or something? Or
now, if you have a number here.
Yeah, Frank, Mike will call you after the show, but what's the number if other listeners
about next Saturday?
I'm going to get to that. If Frank, would you like Mike up on your roof next Saturday doing an inspection during the show?
I would like Mike's number.
Okay.
Oh. And like I say, I reported it to our association.
Yeah.
If they don't come up with anything soon or give me a response, then I'd like to call Mike.
All right. Go ahead. I'll tell you what, Mike. What number should Frank here call?
Give us a call at 1-888-4-ROOFER. That's 1-888-476-6337. Give them your info, and we will come out and assess your needs.
I got it. 1-888-4-ROOFER.
Yes.
Okay,
the number 4 good. And then the word roofer, which is 476. Right. 476-6337.
476-6337. Okay, Frank?
I'm in my car. I got it. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-91.
Or dial Mike on a shingle.
Mike on a roof.
Mike on a roof.
Mike on a shingle.
Mike on a shingle.
312-981. Better be a strong shingle. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about the three hail events that we had that I nothing
well,
of.
Well, obviously, hail events happen geographically. It could happen in, for instance, in Gurnee. I think it was... correct me if I'm wrong, 7/22, July 22nd. Then we had a couple of hailstorms July 4th, and then another one on July 5th. But again, geographically, it's there's...
Localizes.
You know, you can have damage in Glenview, but maybe none in Northbrook, or vice versa. Mm. Usually, insurance companies have ways to track geographically where hail, wind, lightning, whatever has occurred. And anytime there's a significant weather event that could affect the exterior of your home, whether it be the roof, your siding, your gutters, your windows, the screens, you name it, they know how to follow that and track it. Usually insurance companies have a 12-month window in which you can file a claim for possible damages that occurred to your home. Again, it's a significant weather event in a geographical area.
Now, Mike, you were at David Hochberg's house last weekend.
I was.
Did you notice anything out of the... It sounds like you're not aware of hailstorms at their house, but
I gave David a free assessment.
Did you really?
Yeah. the only thing I saw that I thought was kind of funny, there's this white pipe on the top of his roof.
Oh, I thought you meant on his counter.
No, that's a whole other pipe. No, so Dykstra comes up to me and goes, "You got to do one thing for me." I'm like, mm-hmm. What? He's like, "That white pipe." I'm like, "Yeah, what is that?" He's like, "It's the exhaust pipe coming out of the house. You got to paint it brown or black."
Geothermal or something?
I don't know what the hell it is. It's
what
a white
is it, Mike?
A bathroom.
It's a PVC pipe. It could be bathroom. It could be HVAC.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So I got to get up there.
You could put a boot on it.
You could put a boot. No, you don't need to put a boot. It just sticks up about 2 feet off the roof in the back of the house, and it's bright white. Even in the darkness, you could see it.
All right, relax.
So maybe stick a flag in it.
Yeah, a Team Hochberg flag. That'd be great. So I got to cut it down and paint it. And Dyke was like, you got to paint that.
I'm thinking a big Hochberg flag.
Yeah, I think that's great.
WGN logo.
So
Hochberg.
What did you do to help the listener out who had the hail down?
Okay, so there's a gentleman that called in last week. I think his name was Dan. He's already been through the insurance a couple times. I guided him, called him back, gave him a date in which we did have a significant weather event up in the Gurnee area. He has already been through the insurance. The insurance company actually told him not to call again, which I don't think that's right. I think he's eligible, or he can easily ask for a second assessment from the insurance company. And then if the second assessment does not go the way he thinks it may have, should have gone, then he can actually hire on his own dime an independent assessor to come out and take a look, or adjuster to come out and take a look at the roof. If the independent adjuster can convince the insurance company that there are some damages due to storms that would qualify for a claim, then the insurance company would then be on the hook for that cost of that independent adjuster. If they cannot find any damages and they assess that the insurance company was indeed correct about the inspections, then the homeowner's on the hook.
Right.
But there's a bottom line to everything. We do have significant weather events. You do pay insurance every year, every month, whatever, to insure your home against catastrophes, significant weather events, again, whether it be a tree that falls on your house, lightning that strikes your chimney and explodes it, which I've seen.
Acts of God.
Right. Wind, hail, just so many different factors that can destroy your roof and
part of home ownership.
The insurance company accepts your assessment as well, right?
No, they don't. They accept our assessment, yes.
I got to take a break. Phone number, Mike, if our listeners want to reach out.
1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337.
Coming back with Frank from Access 630. Monsoon season happens every year in Las Vegas in July and August. Nothing out of the ordinary. I lived there for 7 to 8 years. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking to Frank Wazalewski from Access after the break. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Before we throw it over to Frank, Josh, a lady by the name of Andrea Waxman on Facebook made a nice comment about you. Josh makes so much sense, understands relationships. He is terrific. Who is this young lady?
Thank you. It's a client. I can't get into it, but it's one of our clients.
Social security number and birthday.
Yeah. Yep,
okay. I'm kidding. All right. But how long have you been servicing Andrea Waxman's?
Many years.
Okay.
Many years.
There you go. A happy client. Let's talk to Frank. First, I want to cover the promotion that we did last year to help veterans that have mobility challenges, or a veteran that knows another veteran who doesn't want it, but knows that they need it and will sign up another veteran. You're giving away a free stair lift from Saveria. Well, you knew I was going to screw up the name. What are you looking at me like? It's a guarantee you're going to mess up.
I know.
Saveria. Why is Saveria important? High end? I mean, why? Obviously, they're donating the lift. That's huge. So thank you, Saveria. And you guys at Access are donating the expertise and the manpower, you know, woman power, if you've got women on the team, to install it and design it accordingly. But what is it about the Saveria stair lift that makes it so great?
It's just a very good quality product. No stair lift is, you know, fancy, right? I mean, you're not putting it in because you're, you know, looking to redesign your home with the stair lift.
Right, it's chairs,
you
know,
but you're putting it in there because you need to get up the stairs and you need the help doing it. So you want what's most reliable. And Saveria is one of the top brands out there.
Okay.
You know, they offer one of the longest warranties in the industry. And they're happy to stand behind it, and they're happy to get behind this program and help out a veteran in the Chicago area.
What is it about veterans that you love the most, and does Access love the most? Is it a veteran-owned company? Are there veterans working there? I know you have a veteran sitting next to you, Navy, by the way. veteran service officer, which means he helps other veterans get the benefits that are available to them and their family. That's what Mike does in his part-time at the VFW. What is it about, you know, I love my veterans, but what is it, why access and veterans, why is it so special to you guys?
You know, for veterans give up so much of themselves in such a selfless manner, just by enlisting, just by going out there and putting themselves at risk and defending our country. And here's a chance for us, you know, especially in what we do, you know, that those that came back from war, you got injured, you know, whether it was brain injury or a physical injury, and you need help, and we can do that. And you know, like we had last year, right?
Yeah.
You know, every veteran we go see is, you know, even when the VA is paying for it, you know, seriously, they're getting something for free from the government, right? And the first thing that they say to us, you know what, go away. Go help somebody else. I don't need this. Let them spend their money on somebody else. And I love that. I mean, they are even 20, 30, 40 years after being in the service, they are still selfless, looking out for their person next to them.
Mike, what you see it every day. I mean, you're a veteran service officer, which is a highly trained. You had to go through a ton of training. You just don't get a VSO tag by walking in and filling out a piece of paper, right? You had to go through training. Veteran service officer is a very, very high regarded position in the veteran community, okay? And basically, they come to you, these veterans and the family, to make sure that they get the services that is owed to them that they've earned. They've earned it. That's the difference. They've earned these benefits. You're not getting anything, veteran, for free. You've earned these benefits. You were in battle and there was an explosion by your ears and you can't hear, or you were walking in the jungle or in the desert or something and your feet are screwed up because you were in unbelievable different types of circumstances and different types of situations and your feet are bad or you can't see straight, whatever. You've earned these services. What do we have to do to get it through our listeners that this isn't a handout? This is a hand up.
This is a hand up. You've earned it. Like you said, you deserve it. All you have to do is really ask.
How long did you serve?
Six years.
6 years in the Navy.
In the Navy. Okay. USS Kidd, DDG 993.
Okay. And so you've seen a bunch of things in your 6 years, an unbelievable amount of experiences. You've heard an unbelievable amount of experiences that from veterans that could use Frank's services and access his services. What's the hesitation?
Being a service officer, a lot of them come to me and ask for help, and I direct them to the correct path. Frank's right. You know, a lot of times, man, I see guys with, you know, missing legs or arms or bad hips or something, and they want another veteran to get what they actually truly deserve.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it's there for them. All they have to do is ask. All they have to do is call. All they have to do is want it.
Right.
And they deserve it. They earned it. They signed on the dotted line. They gave away everything they were to serve and protect our country and our rights.
Frank?
And for veterans out there, understand this too. Not only do you deserve it, we know that your partners deserve it. We know the other ones out there deserve it. The government knows they deserve it. And they are getting that help. So don't be ashamed to take the help that's being provided.
The state of Illinois offers that help as well through a tax break, Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to throw it out there. We at Andreas and Sons do offer a veterans discount for your concrete project.
Well, your grandfather was...
In honor of him, 82nd Airborne.
Yeah, he jumped. I mean, he was a parachutist into behind the lines on D-Day.
He was a little bit late for D-Day.
Oh, he's a little bit.
He jumped in right after.
Right after D-Day.
That's the joke. Yeah, he jumped in like, you know, where did everybody go?
But he was in the battle.
The reconstruction and everything.
Well, there you go. So you've got these men and women out there who have served our country, okay, who need this help. And it's there, Frank. And you've got a website set up. Costs nothing. In honor of Veterans Day coming up in November. November 10th?
I think it's the 10th this year.
I do believe it is.
We'll double check that. Hey, Nick, could you check when Veterans Day is this year? So we're going to have a cutoff of this probably sometime at the beginning of November, a week or so before, because we got all these rules here at Nexstar that we have to follow, rightly so.
Yep.
So you have all of August, all of September, all of October, and there's going to be a cutoff probably at the beginning of November sometime. We'll get that. Plenty of time out to register liftingahero.com.
Correct. Yeah, you can go to liftingahero.com. And again, you can register yourself. You can register a fellow service member. You can register a family member, a friend, a neighbor, you know, someone that you know that needs help that isn't reaching out for help. Register them.
Friday, register. November 11th is Veterans Day this year.
Okay.
So it'll probably
and
be.
We'll be announcing on Friday or Saturday the 12th. We'll be announcing the winner.
On
so
our
it
show.
Will be it'll roughly about Halloween that we'll be cutting this off so we can go out, assess the winner, and try and get
that's
it
right.
off.
Yeah. That's
for
right.
An absolute, try to get them to have it by Veterans Day.
For an absolutely free Severia chairlift for a veteran in need.
Correct. 100% free.
100% free.
Lifting. Could you get that out to all the VFWs?
I'm on it.
All right. Liftingahero.com. It costs nothing. If you're a veteran in need of mobility help who are having or are having mobility challenge, if you're a friend, family, coworker, neighbor, or family member of a veteran who has mobility challenges, who's hard-headed and will not seek help but needs this lift. All right, what's the value of this lift?
It all depends, but it's somewhere between $4,000 and $7,000.
$4,000 to $7,000 lift that a veteran needs, one lucky veteran, for in honor of Veterans Day, out of respect, more aptly stated, out of respect to Veterans Day, we're going to have one veteran, and I'm going to use that website with my inventory, ad inventory, and all the other stations I advertise, like I did last year, to make sure that the veterans that don't listen to this station and that 312 thinks this is an infomercial, but he still listens.
It can't be an infomercial.
Well, I don't know. I called him, and then he hung up on me. Then I called him back, and we had a conversation.
Wise guy.
Right, and then he hates it, but he listens because he hates it, even though there are texters that love it. You go to liftingahero.com, which is three, and then if you want more information, give us a call, 312-981-7200, and Frank will follow up with that as well. We're going to come back with more of Frank from Access, Frank Wazalewski from Access. And by the way, your wife is lovely and beautiful.
She is.
And
good morning,
your date, your friend, was lovely and beautiful.
Thank you.
Josh's brother was not so lovely and beautiful, but he was all tatted up and I think he did 600.
He's a fun guy.
I think he did 600 push-ups before he got there and wore the extra small shirt, which is a whole nother story. I didn't even know he installed a pull-up bar on my garage. I didn't even know I had a pull-up bar in my garage. I go, what the hell is that? Oh, Josh's brother put it up there to do pull-ups before he came to the backyard. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Again, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw right back over to Frank Wazalewski at Access. 312-981-7200. You have a lady calling in at 12 o'clock, after the 12 o'clock break, talking about, we're going to throw some sunlight on a fundraising opportunity for our listeners here. Horrific situation. The family's gone through heck in a handbasket and back to heck and back to handbasket two or three times. Pick it up again and set the story up for the caller that's calling in after the news.
Yeah, so Barb Reynolds will be calling in around the noon hour, and she'll be calling about her niece, Audrey Jorgensen. So this is a South suburb family who, back in 2019, Audrey was found in her home with oxygen deprivation to her brain, which caused heart problems. At the time, she had three kids all in high school. The youngest one, Mia, 14 years old, you know, pretty much gave up her social life and everything else. Did all remote learning, and was Audrey's primary caregiver. Well, in May of this year, Mia, tragic, you know, suffered a crime, you know, very tragic incident that, and that happened inside of the family home. And because of this, Audrey had and her brain injury, she could not comprehend being in that house without Mia there. So the family, you know, basically the aunts and her, Audrey's father and their, Audrey's best friend, Linda, they all just kind of said, okay, we got to get Audrey her own place. We got to get her out of, you know, this bad area. So they just ran out and bought a house. And they did all of this together, and they've been taking care of, you know, Audrey.
Her sisters.
No. So no. This is her aunt.
Her aunt.
Her best friend, Linda, is her primary caregiver now.
Damn.
And her dad, Dave, helps out, but he himself is elderly. You know, so he does everything that he can. But this is a great story of everybody in that family and the friends and all coming together and just giving everything of themselves. And basically for the last 3 years, you know, pushing all of themselves to the point of bankruptcy because of all the financial and medical care and everything else.
It's not cheap.
So they called us just a couple months ago and said, you know, listen, we're doing this. We got to get a new house. We're going to go do this. And they just said, we need help. So Marlo was at Access was the first one to take this call. And she said,
the Reds, Adrian Sampson, set to make the start tonight. Goes beat the Reds.
Okay, that's great. All right, thanks, Andy, for the sports sports update right when Frank's about ready to cry. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, but Marlo took this call, and she said, Frank, we got to help. And I said, okay, let's put this out. So then Kristen really took this by the reins and really started helping helping this family, trying to get some help through the state and through some other programs. You know, trying to help them get the services and stuff like that. WGN, you know, I immediately called Kevin McDonough. And he got the family in touch with a trust estate lawyer to help set up a trust fund for Audrey, you know, special needs trust, so that in the event, because a lot of her caregivers are older. So if they go away, what happens now? So they were able to get all of that, you know, set up. So, I mean, it's been a great community event to try and help this family out. And right now they have a GoFundMe page going on. It's GoFundMe, and then it's under Audrey G. Jorgensen, where, you know, everybody in this community could just help out a family that's really in need.
Who's going to be calling?
Barb Reynolds will be calling in around the noon hour here.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here. But first, who is the VSO I was talking about, and how can I contact him? That would be Mike Houston. Mike, how do our listeners reach out to you?
They can email me or actually, I would probably prefer to give them a call if they could leave a number.
All right, I've got their text number, so Mike will reach out to you. Veterans Day is always November 11th. Thanks for pointing that out to me. A couple of texters, 312-981-7200. And then a question for you, Joe. If insurance covers hail damage, does your homeowner's insurance cost go up? We'll talk about that. I mean, you deal with a lot of this, and so have you, Mike. And so have you, Josh, as an owner of a lot of properties. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Coming up next, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Who's going to be calling in again?
Barb Reynolds.
Barb Reynolds. We got Connie from Des Plaines, Mary from Roselle. We got a couple other callers we're going to get to. Text line's blowing up. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break here, throw it over to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and be back after the news and messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Again, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here until 1 o'clock. Barbara, how are you?
What time is it?
It's 12.
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Ooh. Thanks for calling. 12:12. Okay. I know, Joe. Stay awake. 38 more minutes. 48 more minutes. You'll make it. 312-981-7200. Barbara, let's start out by saying thank you for calling into the show. We know you're nervous. We know this is a difficult topic, and we're here to help. What is the GoFundMe page website?
It is Audrey G. Jorgensen Special Needs Trust.
All right. And what are we raising money for?
It's hard to... Well, when the... We got a new house for Audrey, but it's not handicapped equipped. And it's just we've been able to get a ramp through Access so we could get her wheelchair in the front door.
Okay.
But the bathroom in the home is about 5x7. And Linda, her friend and primary caregiver now, has to shower with Audrey, and they can't get the wheelchair into the bathroom.
Hang on one second, Barbara. Joe, Joe, a 5x7 bathroom, to retrofit a 5x7 bathroom, what are we looking at? To get a wheelchair in, yeah, you're talking a major reconstruction.
So,
hang on. Go ahead. I'm sorry, your mic wasn't on.
Why'd you shut my mic?
I didn't. I shut it on. Forgot to turn it on.
It's amazing.
I know.
And then you ask me a question. I look like a fool.
No, I look like
talking.
A fool for not turning on your microphone. That's all I'm.
So when you say retrofit, meaning just opening the doorway?
No. Expanding it to have a shower big enough for two with the wheelchair.
Oh, expanding.
You're
into
usually
another...
expanding into a bedroom at that point.
Right. So,
25 grand.
25 grand. Sure.
Yeah. So I just want to give our listeners, Barbara, an idea of what the investment is in order to turn a 5x7 bathroom into a suitable bathroom to transfer a handicapped or mobility challenged individual. So that's where this money's all going to.
Right. There's currently there's a garage attached to the home, but again, there's no way to get a wheelchair in and out of that area into the house. So it's great now that we have a ramp in front of the house, but when the weather turns, like we know it's going to, it's going to be really, really difficult to get Audrey out of the house to go to doctor visits or anything else that she needs, you know, to be any other place she needs to be brought to. There's no current area in the home where... as Frank mentioned, Kristen has been so helpful in pointing us in the right direction to try and get aid from the state for caregiving to give Linda some respite. But there's no place for any therapy to be done, you know, during the time that she's home.
Sure.
Right now, her sons or Linda or her dad, Dave, carry Audrey around. They'll carry her from, she's sleeping down on the lower level, and our intention is to make that lower level, there's a small bedroom there. Again, the wheelchair doesn't fit in there, so we want to turn what would have been the family room into her bedroom. It's a little bit larger.
Sure.
But there's stairs, you know what I mean, to get to that lower level. And it's not... There's only three or four stairs, but again, someone has to be home. I mean, someone's always home, but one of the boys has to be home or Dave has to be there in order to carry Audrey up and down those few stairs. If we want to sit in the living room, someone's got to carry her.
I'll tell you what.
There's just little, you know.
Well, listen, my mom was in a wheelchair. One step, if you're in a wheelchair, is one too many. Okay? I mean, let alone three or four. Joe?
Frank, you've seen the conditions. You've assessed that whole job, what has to be done.
Amy has, yeah. And she'll be out there again with the family next week.
What's her goal here? 50 grand, 100 grand, 150 grand?
It's whatever we can get to help. You know, as far as access goes, this isn't a money-making opportunity.
No,
for
I understand.
Us, right?
That.
We're here
to
help them out. But there's cost to doing that, and it's not. It goes just beyond the home needs. Right? They're going to need an accessible van. They have doctors. They have medical bills. They, you know. And again, this family has, you know, and friends have graciously donated all of themselves,
right,
trying to help out Audrey for the last 3 years.
All right, well, let's give her a kickstart here. So, so Barbara, it's a GoFundMe page. What's the address of the GoFundMe page?
It is Audrey, Audrey, G. Jorgensen, Jorgensen, Special Needs Trust. If you just put in on GoFundMe Audrey Jorgensen, you will see a picture of Mia and Audrey.
Got it. All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling. You did a great job. I know you're very, very nervous, but you nailed it.
Right. Yeah, Barbara, you were awesome.
You did good, Barbara.
Our family cannot thank you enough. We really, really appreciate this.
All right. After the show, I'm gonna donate a little myself. So thank you for calling, shedding some sunlight on this amazing opportunity for our WGN listeners to help you and your family support your cause. Okay, my friend?
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great weekend. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got about 46 minutes left in the show, Joe, so we're going to bring you a Red Bull with some...
Personally, no way Red Bull.
Okay, we're going to bring
I'm just saying. You guys like it?
We're going to bring you some Blue Bull.
Just
Bull.
A tequila.
No, yeah. Mike, you said no, right?
I don't like Red Bull, no.
No, Dave.
All right, I'll bring you some coffee. Is that good?
Now, that would be that nice. Would be worth- That's the first time you've ever done anything nice for me, to tell you the truth.
I'll bring Joe some coffee to keep him awake. We've got
little
around,
cream, little sugar.
We got a little. We got a little. We got a huge round table coming up. We got a ton of text messages. 312-981-7200. We got text messages for all the experts on the panel. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goderham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
This can't be an infomercial because there's not enough serious information here.
I know. Well, that guy is just an angry person.
No, but I'm saying it couldn't be because...
And every one of our assessments is free, so what are we infomercialing?
Why are we highlighting a guy that hates our guts?
No,
I mean, I could
saying,
go home for that.
I have heard of
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We got a Facebook comment from Ron. You can go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Amen on the previous topic. This was earlier in the show, Joe, about your... complimentary estimates, right? The evaluations that all of us do. Assessments. Right. It was MegaPros Jeremy that worked with us when we were only looking for an estimate for what we thought we wanted and turned into a much better final product with a much better design, which we continue to love today. Ron from Facebook. Just goes back to what you were saying earlier.
Nice. He didn't mention me anywhere.
No, he said... No,
that's because Jeremy's the good hoggle.
Right.
Jeremy's the good hoggle. Or Judy. You haven't met Judy.
He goes on to say... Judy Hogle is the brains of the family, and we much rather work with Jeremy Hogle than Joe Hogle.
I don't know.
It might have been a little added on my part, but 312-981-7200, but nobody knows. Sarah, I gave you the picture as a text. A few items, driveway replacement picks attached. You saw the driveway, okay? Retirement advice within a year, $2,000, $2 million in a 401k. General remodel advice. What would you do first? Windows, flooring, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, and a HELOC. House is 31 years old, West Dundee. So we got the driveway replacement, and I guess you're in this as well, Joe. They plan on retiring. They got $2 million in the bank and a 401k. General remodel advice. Which would you do first, Joe? Windows, flooring, bathroom
what
remodel,
are you
kitchen
to do?
Remodel.
Sell the,
I guess they plan on living there. You plan, you know, what would you do? Why would you remodel the house you're going to sell? You just sell it.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're planning on selling or it's an investment, call Amy Kite. Call,
right. But if you're going to live there, out of those, windows, flooring, bathroom, or kitchen remodel?
I would do the outside first.
Outside first. Well, there you go, Mr. West Dundee, Joe in West Dundee. And the driveway pictures and the sidewalk pictures, what would you do to resurrect this chazerai going on here?
Sure. It looks like in this sidewalk that the there's been a crack completely down the joint. If it's not lifting or moving and you're not creating a trip hazard, you could usually just let that be for a couple more years. As we hit our freeze-thaw cycles in Chicago, that sidewalk square has the opportunity to lift. And once you hit a half inch where you have a half inch difference between sidewalk squares, then it's time to remove and replace.
Enjoy the program from 847. Been experiencing problems with concrete stairs and adjacent stair wall. You have the pictures in your hand, Sarah. Realize concrete needs to be replaced. Please advise what options are available and how we should proceed. Thank you, Sharon, the texter.
Sure. And in these photos, we could see that there is, I presume it's steps to a basement, and there is a retention wall against the steps. And it is crumbling at the top of the face. I would say that this is definitely a candidate for removal and replacement, definitely this year. And I would also recommend doing those basement steps as well as the retention wall for a totally revitalized kind of area.
And you will go out to this texter, give Sharon, who she put her name, an estimate, complimentary
assessment. I will give her a free assessment.
Okay, 312-981-7200 to the 224. Never received your Mr. Floor cleaning product. I have forwarded your information to Mr. Floor, and a package will be going out to your home in Lincolnshire this week. 312-981-7200. I love this, Josh, from the 630. Recently retired from a Fortune 500 company, have $3 million in their 401k. Even though I don't no longer work there, I have 8 choices to choose from for my 401k. What can Josh do? Is it worth it for me to call Josh for a free estimation, or should I keep it with my current company? Josh, you love these calls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I see these all the time, is that, you know, you retire and you walk away and you thought you had a good thing on where you're at as far as where your investments are. And the difference between us working, BMO work, BMO Private Bank, or our investment group working on it compared to your employer is you have 8 choices. You come to us, you have thousands upon thousands of choices that are typically much better than the ones you're in. Plus, we sit down and do a full financial plan with you and try to set goals. You know, what are you looking for as far as what kind of income do you need? What level of income do you need? What about your trustees? What about, you know, do you have a trust set up? We bring in estate planning attorneys. There's a number of different things that we can do to help significantly more than that they're currently doing. And on top of it, there's no charge as far as us putting a plan together.
So everybody that has retired from their company that has an existing 401k, that has been left at the existing company's 401k, and you only have 7 to 10 options, whatever it is, because your company's only giving you those options from their investment
and they're
banker.
Usually not the best options either. They're kind of run-of-the-mill.
And you're gone. You're retired. You no longer work there. You've got, it could be $400,000 worth of 401k.
Correct.
It could be $3 million. It could be whatever the heck it is. It's your power to take that money out of that 401k and transfer it into, have you look at it and give them selections and choices.
Right. We move it into typically an IRA or an IRA trust, and then we build a plan. And it just really depends on what kind of income level they're looking for and what they're planning on doing with the remainder. You know, is it going to go to their family? Is it going to go to an estate? Is it
going to go to charities? Do you need income? Right.
Right. I mean, there's so many different variables that go in there, but we sit down and we provide all that, and we look at a full financial plan.
You're probably not putting it into tech startups.
Yeah, usually not at when they're retired.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So
usually it's more conservative. And BMO's a little bit more conservative bank.
You think?
So, yeah. Well, you know, that's what we're known for.
I know. That's why I brought that up.
Exactly. So, you know, we look at being a little bit more conservative and really helping your money last.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Here, real quick question before the break, Sarah. And then we're going to go to the break. Then we're going to pick up our friend in Geneva who's on the line. I have a question for Sarah. Your company put in a new driveway in my home 4 months ago. Brand new driveway.
Yes.
Would it help if I also put on the brand new driveway something called Bone Dry to help preserve it? This is Michael. I'll listen for the answer. So what is Bone Dry? You got 30 seconds.
Sure. Hi, Michael. I have never heard of a product called Bone Dry, so I'm going to give you a call after the show, and maybe you could describe to me, or I'll Google it. But I would recommend putting nothing on your driveway for the first year. Do not put rock salt on it when it snows. Do not power wash it. Just leave it alone. Let it be. Let it cure. And then next year, you could look towards... there you go. I see what Bone Dry is. It's a concrete sealer. So you actually have sealer integrally mixed in to your concrete. It is already in your concrete. There is no need to reseal. So Bone Dry, not necessary.
There you go. We got to mix it with some news. It's Ben's call. Joe, do you have any experience with Bone Dry?
A little bit too much.
A little bit too much. 312-981-7200.
I'm not talking about your personal life.
I couldn't. That was right there. I couldn't.
You asked me.
I had to clean it up. I just couldn't leave it out there. I tried.
That was the easiest softball of the show.
I tried, but they pulled me right back in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. George, you've got a question or a comment from Geneva regarding MegaPros.
Yes, David, I do. Let me start with this. By order of the city, we had to have the exterior of our windows done. And so this goes back to the middle of April, and I started to get the ball rolling on that. And then one Friday evening, the city sewer backed up into our basement. So that kind of threw us a big curveball that we had to deal with. But anyway, once we got the ball rolling on the remodeling on the outside, I couldn't find anybody to do the job. Well, for whatever reason, we couldn't do it. Some people didn't return phone calls. And I would always hear the radio spot from MegaPros, and I thought, let's give them a call. And once I did, everything just started to turn around and go in the right direction. And what really stood out to me was their punctuality. You have a lot of these places, they will always give you a time window. We'll be here between this time and that time. With MegaPros, one of the ladies of the office would call. They'd set a date and a time. I'd look out the window that day, that time, someone from MegaPros was right here.
There you go, Joe.
Nice job. Thank you so much, George. Do you hear that verb thing over and over?
The other thing I can tell you, I first met with, as a matter of fact, when I met with Kyle, who was the estimator, this was the middle of June, and that was the original deadline date from the city to get this done. So I was able to get an extension, and after meeting with Kyle, I think John, the project manager, was here maybe 5 days later, and that was on a Monday. And we were talking, and he says, well, by the time we get everything squared away, it's going to be maybe 4 weeks. We'll be in July. Mm. The following Monday, so we're in the last week of June, I get another phone call from John. He says, George, we can be here in a couple of days. Something opened up, so 2 days later, they were here, and they had two men, and they each came in a van, and then there was one young man here who had to do some painting because they were only able to get the material unfinished, so that had to be done. So we had three guys from MegaPros here, three vans, and they took care of the job in a day and a half.
George, I'm blushing right now. I'm so happy.
and what difference it made. And I tell you this.
I so appreciate it.
There's still a lot that can be done with the house because it's 75 years old here. But when I look out there at what MegaPros did, not only with the windows, but with the dormers as well, because we figured as soon as you get the windows done, there's going to be another letter or some complaint about the dormers. So we made one big project out of it.
Nice.
And when I go out there and look at it, it's just clean and it's neat and it's tidy, and it makes me feel good.
George, I so love it, and Hochberg's going to kick me out of here any second. Because this ain't the MegaPro show.
Everyone at MegaPros just made that possible.
I so appreciate it.
I'm very grateful. So I just wanted to get on the radio this afternoon and share that with you.
Well,
and
you sure did. I love it. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, George, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312.
Did you get a MegaPros hoodie?
Hang on. Where is he? You want a MegaPros hoodie, George?
Yes, I would. That would be really nice.
All right, what size? Small, medium, large, extra? Are you a big guy?
No, I'm a little guy.
All right, so we'll get you a double extra large. Please hold 312-981-7200.
Make sure they get the right size, Lou.
Well, you can call them and figure it out. All right, this is Home to Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break, have a long stretch at the end of the show. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm going to throw a question out to each one of the experts before the end of the show to get everybody involved. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 630, just texted in. Joe, free estimate. I contacted your sponsor, Landmark Pest Solutions, and was told by Rebecca Fry that it would cost $925 to estimate my mouse problem. Wow!
There's a couple problems here.
Yeah, what's the problem? Number one,
we don't know who Landmark Pest Solutions is.
Or Rebecca Fife.
Well, that I don't know.
Well, that's the name.
Right. Yeah, I see.
The lady that you just heard in the rejoin.
My Janelle?
Janelle Iacino.
Janelle Iacino. She would never, ever. They come out and do the best assessment. I can promise you that. They find out where the Mises is coming in from. And
the Mises?
Where
the
they're
Mises?
Going out from. That's when you have What's more than Mises? One mouse, just so you know.
Is that what it is? The Mises.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cartoon version.
From Rose Pest Solutions.
Joe, you're turning into Dave. Making up words.
Where the Mises come in and the Mises go out.
All right, 630, you called the wrong company. If you called Rose Pest Solution,
Rose Pest Solution will impress you like crazy.
Ask for Janelle Iacino, and she will take care of your mice problem and give you a free estimate and evaluation. So, Sarah, here we go from the 708. I have a question for Sarah. I am looking to add a patio to my backyard. Can you tell me the benefits of doing a cement backyard patio instead of a wood deck?
Your patio will outlive both you and I, and there will be no maintenance. A wooden deck, it takes work and maintenance to maintain it. You're looking at staining every couple years. With concrete, you're never going to have that. So low maintenance, lots of fun to be on. I'm always going to be a patio girl.
Patio girl.
Patio girl, yeah.
We got a code name for you now.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That almost got through the five hole. That's not good. I think you're going to see Ben have something Uptown Girl with Patio Girl.
Patio Girl. Yeah.
From Billy Joel coming up the next time you're on. If our listeners want to reach out to you, the best number.
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Frank, we had a listener saying something about if they're having trouble going on to liftingahero.com to register, it's a pretty simple website landing page. Put your information hit submit. There's no cost. We're not asking for social security numbers or anything personal, just basic information.
Correct. So it's all basic information. If you are having difficulty, though, you can reach out to us at access at 630-616-6249, and we'll be happy to guide you through the process.
They have until around Halloween.
Around Halloween is when we'll have to close it so we can get everything in and done by the time Veterans Day.
You'll need to get with Sarah in the promotion department, who is all over that, to get us a drop-dead cutoff date so we know when to tell our listeners this is when you have to go. Okay, so let's take care of that this week. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team at Access, how do they do that?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Have a question about hail, Mr. Houston. Does hail have to be a certain diameter to cause roof damage? I finally got mine approved after 4 years, pretty much homeowners on my block had their roof replaced. My neighbor, same storm, got a full replacement, but out batting an eye, same insurance company too, without batting an eye. I was extremely mad in the process. I finally found a contractor who pushed hard enough. It is key to find the right one when dealing with insurance companies, because I heard every excuse out of Allstate. That's what this texter said. So is it a certain diameter in the hail set?
They're looking for an inch or bigger. Inch and a quarter, inch, that'll do the damage. I mean, imagine half of a golf ball and a solid piece of ice hitting you on top of the head or hitting your car.
You've seen it before where one house has it and the next one doesn't.
100%.
Right. Okay.
One home can protect the other home.
Yes.
Trees over the home can protect the home. A home that has a roof that runs primarily east-west versus a home that has a roof running primarily north-south. Mm-hmm. It just depends on so many different things. At one point, the hailstorm has to stop or not have caused enough damage. It can be as simple as across the street.
Sure.
The house next door.
Does your hail tracker gauge the size of the hail as well as the areas that were impacted?
Yes. Both hail, size, diameter, and wind.
I said this, we had another insurance call last week when Schluter was in here, and my comment was you need to go back to your insurance agent and make sure you get what you think you deserve to get.
Correct.
And if you have a good insurance agent, your insurance agent
will
fight for you.
It's not going to be your roofer to fight for you. You have to fight for you, correct?
You have to fight for you, but your roofer
homeowner, the
can
homeowner.
Help.
Right.
Photos are huge. Mm-hmm. If you can find damage on soft metals, gutters, downspouts, vents, chimney caps, and you can find damage on shingles, impacts, missing granules, black tar marks where the granules are gone on the shingle, you've got hail damage. Mm-hmm. It all depends on how much. if you have hardly any, you're probably not going to get a claim approved. If you
and
have
you don't
a lot,
need a claim.
You don't need. Right. You should be fine.
Mm-hmm. And you could do an assessment, complimentary assessment.
A free assessment, by the way.
Phone number.
Thank you, Sarah. 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Josh, we had a texter here. Never really had a 401k before. Mm-hmm. It's only 5 years old with their existing company. Should I pull half out and put it in a private place or leave it with my company? You have a couple of different questions to answer there.
Yep. So first off, typically if you're with an existing plan, you can't withdraw funds unless you're doing a loan or like a line of credit with it.
Yep.
Only when you leave the company is where you can transition it off to an IRA or there's a number of different products.
Or move it to the company that you're moving
or move
to.
Or move it to the new company.
Which you'll have limited selections with whatever the new company offers you.
Exactly. I typically recommend moving it to the new company if you're planning on doing a loan or a line of credit on it. But if not, if that's not in the future, then I would recommend moving it over to an investment advisor or ourselves, BMO Harris, to help manage it as well. Because it just gives you a number of different options to go to rather than just 10 or 20 options. You'll have 10,000, 20,000.
How do our listeners get a hold of you for the topics that we talked about during the show? If your banker was retired by the acquisition of another bank due to consolidation, and you want a fresh set of eyes in your account, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Joshua.Herman@BMO.com or 312-835-1289.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. What areas does MegaPros service in Chicago? Do they work in the far southwest side of the city? This is from 773 area code.
We simply cannot get south.
Well, you can't. Just the cost and the time is prohibitive.
Yeah, it's hard.
You're coming out of Algonquin every day.
Algonquin. I like the way you say it.
I know. Algonquin. You're coming out of Algonquin. Where the hell do you live? Woodstock. Right. Woodstock.
Well, that
here.
Doesn't matter. Where
right. Algonquin is where your office is at.
Yes.
So to go south.
So the problem is south. I don't care. We can't go to Naperville, for God's sakes. Going south is tough. You don't care. You go everywhere.
Yeah, I do the whole state, but you are right. There are no very good north-south road. North-south roads. I sound like David.
Sure, take it easy. You're
going to have your own radio show someday.
You got a long way to go to sound that bad. But you just can't make it down there to make it make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
All right, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We got one more for you, Joe. We have an almost 30-year-old house. I'm sure it's been painted twice. Only been here 2 years. Most of the paint is in good shape, but we'll need painting. Who can I contact for paint quotes? MegaPros for sure. Also, is there a decent option for siding over replace? Is there a decent option for a siding over / replace the wood, vinyl, brick, veneer, cement board, etc.? Issue with adding thickness to the siding at the windows. Thanks. So that's a mouthful there, right?
It is. I don't know what is on there existing.
Right. And I mean, Chuck here.
You got to be really careful with mold when you're trying to cover up something. So you really need to have it assessed by a
I don't know what's on there now. Right.
Yeah. Right.
We really need to have it assessed. Look at it.
And then, Chuck, you didn't send any pictures there, buddy, so we can't look at it. 312-981-7200.
But the first part, he said
he's going to need repainting.
And
so,
I think he said he's already calling MegaPros for that.
Yeah, right? He is. But I guess what he's saying is, if I have to paint, should I just not paint it and do a siding or
something? And here's what's good about that MegaPros painter. You can ask him that same question.
Got it. Then if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, here's the phone number.
847-658-8989.
Here's the website, Joe.
MegaPros.com.
Get you all excited.
So good. You know what I'm saying, Josh?
I love it.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line for all of your needs. We'll be here next Saturday as well. 312-981-7200. I figured out how hard can it be to take my shower doors out, clean everything up, and put them back. How do I get old silicone off?
Dykstra.
I know it's Rich Dykstra off the fiberglass module. I can't get the bottom rail off. I'm not selling my house. Thank you, sincerely, WGN Heating Guys.
Let's jump in our car. I'll jump in your car and you drive me out there.
So you got Dykstra here taking off his shower doors, and he can't get the caulking. What is it? The silicone off the bottom.
So, but he wants to take that bottom rail off. Why would you?
Because he's Rich Dykstra.
Exactly. So we got to show up there.
He needs a hobby. He's got weight too. He's out. If he's not killing chipmunks.
No, he's actually.
And he ran out of hips to pop.
Killing chipmunks.
Right.
He's actually eating chipmunks now. He's got several recipes. He's got a cookbook.
He's got a stent in his heart. So he's got three more arteries to screw.
Yeah.
He's got two new hips. So he can't go in and get a hip. We got to buy him some books.
Books or something.
Like a Kindle.
Right.
I don't know. He's got way too much. What a guy his age, taking off the button. I stress age. I mean, you know, the guy's not in like the peak top.
He is though. You couldn't stop that guy with a train.
No, I'm saying you
not
don't
the
want,
heating equipment.
You don't want him on his knees picking caulk off a railing of a shower. What
I don't
is he
even
doing?
Want him taking the door out of the panel.
What is he doing?
Clubs of his. Those aren't even hands.
I think we need to invest in a Kindle, and buy him like the history of heating books.
I don't
then
know he if
could
he
sit
reads
there,
that much.
Well, we could do audiobooks.
Audio might work for
that
him.
That would work. All right. If you need help during the week with a mortgage or you want to learn more about our Perks at Work opportunity to save your employees tons of money on their next real estate transaction, give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56David.com. That's 855-563-2843. Coming up next, let's get legal with John Hanson.
Oh, good. I thought you said coming up next, like we're going to still be here.
No.
Like,
God forbid.
I got to go.
Another hour, Joe? Come on.
No, they're only paying me for two.
I know. Coming up next.
And you're only paying yourself.
Let's get legal with John Hanson. Great show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for listening, everybody, especially that 312 texter who hates our guts. Go Bears. Bears are kicking off any second now, if they haven't already. We appreciate you listening to the show. We'll be back next Saturday. For most of the joy of our listeners, to some, I'm sorry, but we will be back next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat station. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Access, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Lindholm Roofing, and BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.